From Baffin Bay to Palo Duro Canyon and Mount Locke to Davy Crockett National Forest, when government works against your liberty, Pratt on Texas will sound the alarm. Now, here's your host, Robert Pratt.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis without a donor or management-controlled muzzle and leash. Our Lone Star story of the day, Court of Criminal Appeals, our Supreme Court for Criminal Matters in Texas, overrules the legislature in decades of law, saying the attorney general cannot prosecute election crimes. Now, this is purely a separation of powers issue and a slapdown of the legislature. The press, we're on the eve of an election, is playing the whole story as if it were the court versus Ken Paxton in his prosecution of election crimes. It just shows to the extent to which they'll go to try to demonize this man. Again, the ruling is one that slaps the legislature down. They're the ones that adopted the laws, not the attorney general's just doing what the law said. It just boggles the mind, my friends. Our Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, providing affordable turnkey drug and alcohol testing programs for business and institutions. Truckers and fleet owners, Allied Compliance Services is your best friend in compliance with Department of Transportation testing regulations. Reach the best in compliance at AlliedCompliance.com. They sponsor our Lone Star story of the day. We've got a lot of border immigration-related news. We've got campaign stack news and more. What was it? Some Houston college kid rally, Beto Poncho, the Robert Francis O'Rourke fake Hispanic, said, told Governor Abbott is the worst governor in the United States. Well, I don't like Abbott's personality. I'll tell you, they're extraordinarily arrogant, and I've known lots of governors and gubernatorial staffs. I don't like him, but he's one of the better governors. I mean, what maybe one or two that you might say are better? And in every measure. And this is the kind of rhetoric that these young skulls full of mush, as Rush would call them, just soak it up from this Beto guy. I think they like him because he wears pants, wears jeans everywhere, and I haven't quite figured it out. It films himself a lot. I don't know. It's just funny the reason I'm kind of hesitating is I actually watched some of the video from the Houston news station's coverage of the rally, and I just never. It's just odd. I just find it extraordinarily odd. Anyway, we'll get to that and more. Listen to the program, Pratt on Texas, anywhere, anytime, whenever it fits your schedule. Get the podcast of today's show and long-form interviews at prattontexas.com. It's free of charge to listen to the shows that way. And yesterday was the day they dispatched the guy to go take the cannon at Gonzales. So go find that podcast where I did the show this spring from the cannon, the actual cannon in the museum with the chief curator, who's just one of the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life. That's in the podcast stack there at prattontexas.com. It's always my friends, it is a great day to be a Texan. Say a prayer for the folks in Florida. Extraordinarily serious hurricane. I think it started hitting this morning, like 5 a.m. Eastern time. Top winds were already over 140 mile an hour. They're up over 155 mile an hour by 6 a.m. along, I think, Sarasota County. One of our good friends' children lives there. I checked with him today. And when I mean the show, one of our good friends on the show, former guest host. He said, oh, we've evacuated them all out. So that's good news. Texas, of course, sent Texas Task Force 1 with urban search and rescue teams, 45 personnel, 4 boats and 2 canines to Florida to help out. That decision made yesterday by the governor. So say a prayer for those folks. I don't want to go down all the stories out there showing how Don Lemon on CNN, all he wanted to talk about was climate change. It's just so stupid. I mean, you know, today in 1967, 28th of September, President Lyndon Johnson declared 24 counties in South Texas disaster areas in the aftermath of the massive Hurricane Beulah. The actual stronger storms were in mid-century, and they have lightened up tremendously since then. And yet everybody believes, oh, they're getting stronger. And you got all this stuff about all that out there. But amazes me is how quickly people forget that that destruction is welcomed by people inland. I mean, this is what these things are, the things that soak our plains and our rolling hills and provide for agriculture. You know, even a month or two ago, I told you that the Rio Grande Valley cities in Texas, who know what hurricanes are like, were actually openly saying, we're hoping for a hurricane because they need that kind of drenching moisture to go up into northern Mexico and the Chihuahuan Desert and refill our reservoirs. I mean, yes, these are terrible things for those people, but they do. It's another reason you got to just throw out. You just can't respect anybody who buys into all this climate change crap. Oh, we got to stop hurricanes. Oh, what? We want everything in the continents to be drought? These are how weather systems work. And it's just utter stupidity. Yes, we have compassion for those in the line of a storm. We want to help them. We don't want to see too much damage. We certainly don't want to see loss of life. But this idea, oh, we got to get rid of hurricanes. I mean, it's just, you would sentence billions of people to death through starvation if you didn't have hurricanes sending moisture into inland farm areas, sometimes as much as 1,000 or 1,500 miles away from where they hit. It's just crazy. Sorry, I just get upset with this stuff because it's just so much utter stupidity. And we've got people who have credentials. The local media pays them attention. They even get paid on our bill, on our tax dollar at universities. And they out talk, and they just talk hogwash. They talk absolute hogwash on this kind of stuff. Oh, well. No shortage of mental midgets around the world, my friends. In the circus of human life, there's no shortage of the mental midgets on or in the ring showing off how incredibly stupid they are. All right, let me get to this. I was going to get to the main story on the court decision, but I look up and always and the clock's got me. Let's go ahead and talk about today in Texas history. In 1769, Captain Rafael Martinez Pacheco resumed his post, his command of San Agustin de Ahumada Presidio at the Lower Trinity River. 1769, way back then. In 1859, Juan Cortina, the infamous Juan Cortina, rode into Brownsville, seized control of the town. Cortina and his men raced through the streets, shouting death to the Americans and Viva Mexico. Over the next several years, the Cortina Wars, fought the Texas Rangers and U.S. regulars. His band threatened the stability of the valley until 1861, when he was finally defeated. Thereafter, he confined his activities to Mexico, where he died in 1894, pointing out that, like a lot of these people, there's no real mission there. They're just troublemakers. And in 1874, and of course, it won't be long before they'll want to rename the park in Lubbock, McKenzie Park, when the lefties figure out what all these things are named after. This is the date, that's right, the 28th, in 1874, that Colonel Ranald McKenzie led the 4th U.S. Cavalry in the famous Battle of Paladuro Canyon. The event ended the Southern Plains Indians running around raiding and settlers and people, and they finally surrendered, went to the reservations in Indian Territory, and that's why one of the big reasons the western, northwestern part of Texas, that and the climate on the Llano Estacado, wasn't settled until the very end of the 1800s, and that was really in the areas off the Caprock, and so this was that day. Also in, well, that's enough. That's Look at Texas History Today, sponsored by our good friends at USA Investigations, providing employment background checks. That's right, that's a new big liability issue. Security, surveillance, witness interviews and statements, criminal and civil investigations, and so much more. Have an impressive team. Learn all about them at usainvestigations.net. usainvestigations.net. All right, my friends, we'll get to the Big Lone Star story of the day as soon as we return on Pratt on Texas. Stay with us.
He gets so much in during the show, you can handle a short break. Pratt's back in a moment.
If you're sick to death of the mainstream news, we invite you to check out 21st Century Watch magazine. We cover developments we have no choice but to watch from a biblical perspective. Not only is it priceless, it's free. Call 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. That's 903-561-7070 and 21stcenturywatch.com. A little hope would be nice.
If providing health insurance for yourself or your employees is costing more than you can afford, listen closely to this message.
I think one of the challenges that all small business owners are facing today is while they may be less than 50 employees, they're still competing with the big box companies that have full-blown benefit plans.
Michael Hurley of Hurley Benefit Services.
And with the price almost reaching the point of unaffordability, employers are looking for solutions. And my out-of-the-box thinking is providing a solution. We enrolled a local company, and we were able to save that employer one-third of his budget, which was equal to a little over $100,000 that he was paying prior to working with my agency.
Life, Health, Dental. With the innovative coverage offered by Hurley Benefit Services, you can have individual or group coverage that is a lot better, that costs a lot less. Hurley Benefit Services is independently owned, and they're online at hurleybenefits.com. H-U-R-L-E-Y benefits.com.
The name may be Specialty Trucks of Lubbock, but these guys have repeat customers across the country. Why? Because they save you serious money. Mike Crafton and Jason Duncan specialize in finding and reconditioning quality work trucks, including heavy-duty pickups, utility-bodied trucks, bucket trucks, and more. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock can get you the work truck you need and save you money. You can see inventory online at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com or request them to find the truck you need. Talk to Mike or Jason at specialtytrucksoflubbock.com.
Say one thing at home, vote another in Austin. With Brett on Texas, you'll know the real story. Now, back to Brett.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, our Lone Star story of the day, sponsored by Allied Compliance Services, AlliedCompliance.com. Now, I want the way the press is playing this story today, breaking story today, it's just pure politics. The tenor of the stories that were out by mid-afternoon are all Paxton loses. Court didn't like Paxton because he criticized the court, blah, blah. Says, actually, yeah, there's a little politics there, but we're in an election year. That's no big deal. This is one of those things where the legislature is slapped down, and it has nothing to do with Paxton, the case itself, because Greg Abbott and others, other attorney generals since 1985 have prosecuted election fraud crimes. Now, there wasn't much funding for it, and Abbott did a little bit of it. The legislature kicked in some extra money, and Paxton picked it up and did a little more. But that's all. They're just doing the duties of the office. The press, because we're in election season, and again, as I talked about a lot yesterday, they so viscerally hate Ken Paxton. They're playing this as, oh, Paxton, see, he was wrong. He shouldn't have been doing election crimes. This is okay. Here's Chuck Lindell, and of course he's one of the many with this theme. And out of the Statesman, he had the first big story up on this today in the state press. Court rejects AG Ken Paxton's bid to continue prosecuting election crimes. Actually, the court rejected the law passed by the legislature way back when Democrats ran it in 1985. Just telling you the facts. Court of Criminal Appeals, which is our Supreme Court for criminal matters, rejected the appeal. Of course, Paxton, they keep saying, it's Paxton's request to keep prosecuting election crimes. Paxton's duty is to uphold the law, and it was his duty when a lower court said that you can't, well, all of a sudden you can't, after all these decades, because you're a Republican actually finding real fraud, pardon me, you can't do this. State law doesn't allow it, the Constitution doesn't allow it, you can't do it. It doesn't do it with Paxton, they'd all been doing it, as I've already described. And he has an obligation as the attorney general to then appeal. But of course, the whole thing everywhere, Paxton's bid to keep prosecuting election crime. No, it's the legislature's law. The law, they upheld that ruling, and it struck down a 1985 law. Folks, a long time before Republicans gained control of anything except Bill Clements had been in for a while and then got reelected later. It gave that law from the legislature, gave the attorney general's office the authority to pursue criminal violations in the election code, period. That's the story. The court ruled, and it's arguable either way. They said the law, the all Republican court determined in last year's 8-1 ruling, violated the Texas Constitution separation of powers doctrine by granting Paxton's executive branch office, meaning by granting the office of attorney general, no matter who's in it, the prosecution authority that's reserved for district and county attorneys who are members of the judicial branch. Now, Kevin Urey, I wholeheartedly endorsed when he ran for the court. He has proven to be maybe the single intellectual giant on the Court of Criminal Appeals. Remember, they sit on the south side of the hall across from the Supreme Court. We have two Supreme Courts, the Texas Supreme Court and the Court of Criminal Appeals. It's a bifurcated system. Criminal matters go to that one on the south side of the hall in the building there west of the Capitol grounds. That Erie has really shown himself to be just intellectually strong and conservative and everything else. But, you know, there's reason to disagree in this case. I'm not going to condemn anybody. But Erie dissented from the original decision. He again, in this one, concluded that other provisions in the Texas Constitution allow the legislature to determine which elected officials can prosecute election crimes. Judge Michelle Slaughter, Lindell writes in the Statesman, part of the original majority, filed a nuanced dissent that said the case should be reconsidered because a narrow reading of the election code could support the constitutionality of the law, particularly when local prosecutors declined to pursue election violations, which is the real problem here. The court didn't explain its decision today, but Judge Scott Walker's concurring opinion said the separation of powers doctrine provides a crucial check on the power of the political branches of government. That's right. But Erie says there are other parts out there that allow the legislature this power. So, story says those who want the Attorney General to investigate and prosecute election fraud have a path to do so, Judge Walker added, a constitutional amendment that we all have to vote on. Okay, so that's the court's take. Paxton sharply criticized the decision and called on the legislature to right this wrong. I believe he is correct in this. He said the Court of Criminal Appeals' shameful decision means that local district attorneys with radical liberal views have the sole power. And remember, they tend to be the district attorneys in the areas with open, flagrant violations of the law, like Harris County, Bexar County, you know, places like that. Says so it means local DAs with radical liberal views have the sole power to prosecute election fraud in Texas, which they will never do. The timing is no accident. This is devastating for the integrity of our upcoming elections, Paxton said via Twitter. And, of course, then all the stories go into, well, he criticized the court back in its original decision. He's not supposed to do that. Bull. These people are crazy. They're just fooling you folks. He's an elected official. And they go, well, but attorneys, what they say is regulated. That's different. I mean, you gotta have more sense to understand that once you're the elected head of the Attorney General's office, which, by the way, you don't even have to be a licensed attorney to serve as Attorney General, you can say any damn thing you want to about what the court does and encourage people to call justices. It may not be the wisest choice of action, but you can do it, and there's nothing illegal or wrong about it in any way, despite how there were complaints made to the state bar because of pay. That doesn't matter. He doesn't lose his political free speech, and he certainly doesn't lose his ability as a political office holder to speak to political issues, you bunch of morons out there. But it's funny, the press, I mean, the whole take on this isn't, the story is the legislature's long-standing law going back to Democrat times has been reaffirmed as struck, as blocked. Enjoying the ability of the Attorney General, no matter who he is, Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, you know, sexual predator, pedophile, hero of the left, whatever, you know, that probably uses just alphabetic letters as his name, you know, in some future thing. His name is... it doesn't matter. It doesn't have anything to do with Ken Paxton. They struck the law down and said that all those laws, and there have been many since that 85 law, that have funded that office for election fraud and everything else, it's no good. It's completely a slapdown of the legislature and a reduction of legislative power because you've got an extremely good judge on that court, Kevin Urie, arguing and obviously in his argument pointing out where that there are other avenues which the state constitution does allow the legislature to act in this manner. But we don't have to agree or disagree on that. The court may be right in all this, but the story's played out across the whole state as if this is all about Ken Paxton. It is not about Ken Paxton. Now, I can guarantee you that the original court challenges and stuff are about Republicans actually stepping up the prosecution of election fraud in the state. Folks, for decades, it's been like this. You get massive complaints, almost by my just anecdotal account covering the state, the entire state media for 16 years and being involved deeply before that, 80 to 90% of the cases have always been Democrats cheating in Democratic primaries, and a lot from the Rio Grande Valley. So it's not even Republicans bringing it up. They go make the complaints. Nothing gets done because the local DA, he's part of the machine. He's part of the other side. Or they all hire politiqueros to harvest ballots. So he ain't going to go prosecute anybody. And so they bring these to the state government and the legislature way back in Democrat control created this ability of the AG to do this. They bring it there and hope, well, for years, the AGs didn't want to mess with it either because they didn't care. And this is bad and dangerous, and the legislature needs to act on this early, and the governor needs to make this an emergency item so that the legislature can act on it early in the upcoming session. Back in a moment on Pratt on Texas.
Pratt on Texas returns after we hear from the folks who make the show possible.
What happens if another party responsible for your injury doesn't step up to make your loss whole? How do you go about getting what you're owed for your loss? Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group can help get those responsible to actually accept and act on that responsibility. Ted Liggett does it every day with integrity, advocacy, and results. Call Ted Liggett, the heavy hitter, at 806-744-HURT or visit LiggettLawGroup.com. Don't be cheated. Call Ted Liggett and the Liggett Law Group.
Pratt on Texas Listener Club member Tom from Wichita Falls wrote, "I just returned from Costa Rica. I went there on your suggestion and cannot agree with you more. This was the best dental experience ever. I had a good bit of work done and Dr. Zuniga was able to get it all done in one day. The amount of care and attention was unbelievable. From the work itself and the follow-up to make sure everything was great before I went home made this a great experience. While root canals and crowns are not fun, this was the way to do it," Tom says. Thank you for recommending Dr. Zuniga in Costa Rica. I certainly will be referring friends and family. Friends, you can learn more about Dr. Sylvia Zuniga and Dento Care, my dentist, by the way, by clicking the banner at PrattOnTexas.com. Go to PrattOnTexas.com. You'll see the banner with Dr. Zuniga's beautiful picture. Click on it, and you can read all about it. Finally, having your teeth fixed and beautiful can be affordable and even fun.
Pratt believes the best way to ensure limited government is to limit the number of libs and rhinos who get elected to office. Don't worry, he'll tell you who they are. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Ladies and gentlemen, looking around the state at some of the news out of KWTX in Falls County in Central Texas, a man's been arrested for sending threats to a school district employee in the Rosebud Lot High School, and threatening emails from an anonymous source, and they call it stalking a teacher, and they used the IP address, found out who it was, and went and arrested Frank Stephen Salas on Monday or Sunday, I think Sunday, not Monday's when they picked him up, charged him. Also out of KWTX, federal grand juries convicted a Dripping Springs woman for defrauding the Veterans Administration and Social Security Administration, meaning all of us taxpayers, of over $300,000. Josephine Cassandra Perez Gorda. Gorda. He means fat. 39 was defrauded the VA and the SSA by overstating the severity and extent of her spouse's disability for a long time, and he's now deceased. He's an Army veteran who was a participant in the fraud against all of us. Great story out of Dallas. Fox 4 reporting that this morning a Dallas County Sheriff's deputy saw, I think it was an off-duty, anyway, let's see. It was an off-duty Dallas police officer. Story been told by the sheriff's deputies. They said a woman's truck stalled late Tuesday night on I-30 near Jim Miller Road. This is from Fox 4, Dallas. While she was calling for help, two other vehicles hit her truck. This is why you got to stay in and say strapped in, folks. It is so dangerous on the side of the road. You think, how could people not see that? It happens all the time. We see people killed all the time. Get as, in that case, she's captive. If you can, you drive a flat. You can drive a flat way over. You can get up to the next turn row or something and get off the highway. Anyway, so they hit her truck while she's calling for help. It caught on fire in the middle of the highway. Sure, it was, the off-duty police officer just happened to be driving by at the time. The God was so kind here. And went and got her out of the burning truck moments before it was fully engulfed. Woman was taken to hospital, expected to recover. Other drivers were shaken but not hurt. They hadn't released the name of the police officer, but he was, that was surely heroic action. A 16-year-old's been arrested in connection with the fires that I told you about yesterday in Haskell, where it looked like the school fires and stuff. Anyway, they picked up a juvenile. Lubbock County Sheriff's deputy, a female, worked at the jail. It is a jail. I'm sorry. It's the Commission on Jail Standards. They're jails. Sheriff Rowe, fine. You can spend all the extra taxpayer money it took to put all those letters up for detention facility. It's a jail. Lubbock County Jail would have been a lot cheaper. That's what it is. When we voted on it and built a jail, we voted on a jail. It's a jail. I don't get it. Are you calling the janitors up there janitors? Or are you calling them building engineers? I mean, it's just the stupidity. Anyway, she's a jailer. And her name was Taylor Millett, 27, charged with possession with intent to distribute. They said they think she was buying fentanyl or buying off an undercover officer with plans to bring it into the jail. Who knows if she'd been doing it before? She'd been working there like a detention officer. She'd been there as a jailer for about 2 years. Alvin High School coach been hospitalized after being stabbed by a student Tuesday morning. I had to go through several reports to find any info. They said it wasn't a knife. And they took him to hospital just out of precaution, but he wasn't that hurt, but some isolated incident with the student. And they had another one of these, I think there were a couple today, but a big one in Katy. Unfounded shooting threat at Katy Patel High School causes panic among students and parents. This has got to stop. It's the threats are going on everywhere. That's what you get. But the parents that are all jumping in their cars, running down the causeway, what do you think you're going to be able to do? Well, they waited and didn't do anything at Uvalde. I got it. It's a disgusting stain on policing. But do you think they were going to let you in with your AR or your hunting rifle or your pistol? They'd shoot you while they were sitting there letting the shooter go around inside the classroom. I'm just being honest. So quit this stuff. There's nothing you can do. Got to let the people handle it. All right, now, I wanted to get to, I've got some stories in my just regular stack I want to get to. Let me get some of these campaign items out. O'Rourke rallies young supporters in Houston, calling Abbott, quote, worst governor, end quote, in the U.S. It was Greg Grugan. He's the big political older reporter guy at Fox 26 Houston. And it was tons of, a big packed room of University of Houston Democrats or something, and they had a rally there at U of H. And all he went on to talk about was basically, we need open borders. In other words, the way to solve the border crisis is just to make sure there's a safe, legal, and orderly path for that person to do it right away. What do you mean? See, that they say, oh, we're not for open borders, but what is it for right away? In other words, instant transfer. They don't stand for any kind of border security. They're all in it for this importing tens of millions of people into the country. And most of the rally was all about how those young college girls there, instead of telling them they need to, if you're in college, you ought to be smarter and be making right decisions and not getting pregnant until you're married. You know, it's all about how, you know, you got a right to go around and trollop around with those nasty old guys, those Lotharios and everything else, and just do whatever you want and then kill the baby for your own convenience. That was a big part of the rally. I said I watched some of this thing, and I don't understand. And then that's not unusual, because that's how things work. There's a lot of, as you get older, the popular culture and younger culture, it's consistently harder for older people to understand. I mean, I'm a political guy. I understand things. I just don't get this guy's draw with these people. I really don't. And I think that's why I did a little bragging yesterday when more of these polling groups found this guy's unfavorability rating so high, his firm unfavorability rating so high, he could never win an election short of some kind of, you know, disaster on the other side. I told you that when he ran. I said, after the Cruz deal is one thing, and then after his presidential run, he's awful. Well, a lot of people like it. That's right. They're fired up about it. But then a lot of people like rappers. Millions and millions of people like rappers who shout obscenities, call women the worst dogs and whores and everything else. You know, nasty stuff. Just nasty in their rap. They advocate all kinds of drug culture and criminal culture, and they're making millions and millions of dollars because they have millions of fans. The point is, a lot of people like a lot of people. This Beto O'Rourke guy, though, it's It's still a little bit of a mystery to me why he seems to fire up. And obviously, that's my point with the percentage. He only fires up a cohort of people, a group, a plurality out there. It's significant. It's not everybody. He's not a majority politician. But why do they get so excited by him? Well, he said some neighbors, their daughter in one of these public school elite programs got recruited into all that. They all turned into Beto people when he ran for Senate. And you look at you, what is it about this guy that just because he wears jeans and goes to Whataburger and films himself? And I really think that that's it. I think the biggest thing that's attractive to Beto Pancho, the fake Hispanic from the rich parents and politically, you know, county judge and whatever he was, his dad and everything in El Paso, the fake Hispanic, Robert Francis O'Rourke. I really think it was that he did something really negative, actually, that's very bad for our culture. He reaffirmed the look at me, Obama-style, what's the word I'm looking for? When a person, it's all about themselves. Show, you know, the YouTube, put puke all your personal stuff out, put everything out there, film yourself doing the most banal things possible. What it is a collective narcissism as opposed to an individual narcissism. And that's, we have a whole generation or two that are completely grounded in this. I mean, this is their view of the world. This kind of film yourself doing even things you should be embarrassed about, because if people watch it, it makes you somebody.
He's only silent during the breaks. Pratt's back after this.
Jeff Barker Computer Service custom builds better quality, longer lasting servers and high-end business and gamer PCs for you at competitive prices. Jeff Barker Computer Service is your proven local computer builder for PCs and servers. They've been at it for several decades and are expert. And they service what they build even years later when some firms will not. Visit jbcs.com. jbcs.com to learn how Jeff Barker Computer Service can help you. jbcs.com.
Landowners, who knew dirt would take so much work? Winter's Dozer Service can help you on your farm and ranch with dirt work, brush grubbing, and ponds made or dug out to hold more water. Winter's Dozer Service has the equipment availability to get the work done, whether it is fence row and land clearing, pond construction, or conservation waterways and terracing. Winter's Dozer Service. Dig up more info by visiting wintersdozerservice.com. That's wintersdozerservice.com.
Make your time on the lake or pond the best it can be with an Elite Custom Boat Dock from EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Elite Custom Boat Docks, right here in the big country, is the creator of the coolest, most fun, and functional boat docks around. Imagine enjoying time with a slide, trampoline, and even diving spot on your boat or even jet ski dock. See examples of these custom creations at EliteCustomBoatDocks.com. Make your time count with the best boat dock on the lake with EliteCustomBoatDocks.com.
It's the real talk of Texas with the authentic accent thrown in free. It's Robert Pratt with Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. There's another big piece, long piece, three-pager at the Rio Grande Guardian by Steve Taylor, the guy that runs that paper, her outlet news service in the Valley. Earth the Monica. And what it all is that the Republican nominee for this open congressional seat, Texas 15, it's a big seat, a lot of money pouring in. She doesn't want to sit down with the entrenched Democrat political majorities at their forums. And so they're doing everything they can to embarrass her. Let me give you the third paragraph. The McAllen Chamber of Commerce, the Farr Chamber of Commerce, and Futuro RGV /McAllen Citizens League /League of Women Voters, which, by the way, League of Women Voters, unquestionably, inarguably, a Democrat Party front group in the state of Texas and nationally, period. Those other groups, I'm sure one or two of those thinks they're not partisan, but they are. We know what the chambers of commerce are about. Those are big majority Democrat areas. And so they want candidate for them with the two candidates. But the Democrat says, oh, she'll go to all of them. Democrat Michelle Vallejo, this far leftist. But De La Cruz, she's not even, they can't even get in touch with her. And it's just a whining about how she won't do the, they won't, she won't even respond. Well, she did respond once and they didn't like the response. Hola, Steve, please attribute this quote on the record to Monica De La Cruz. My opponent and I already shared a stage earlier this year where she laid out her radical agenda, and I explained that my vision for our country is rooted in the values of South Texas. I understand why she wants to redefine herself, but my beliefs haven't changed. There'll be plenty of opportunities for the voters to hear about our different ideas for the country. I look forward to continuing to share my plans for lowering food prices, strengthening our economy, and securing the border over the coming weeks. Look, sometimes you need to do these things. I know the governor's having his, I don't care. I don't care at all about his one big debate on television. I think it's Friday night. De La Cruz, it's a campaign strategy decision. And it's fair for the other side to say, oh, she doesn't want to debate. She doesn't want to debate. Well, they've been on stage before, and that was her point. What do we need to do it again for? What I've told candidates is stop going to these organizations that are setups. Almost all of these are setups. If they're any good, most of them are just boring. There was a big AP piece out today, Progressive Democrats Frustrated with 2022 Primary Losses. There's a lot I could say about the piece, but they quote Representative Texas Rep. Jasmine Crockett says, who won a Democrat congressional primary in May and was endorsed by the Congressional Progressive Caucus. She told Politico she's been labeled a progressive but knows most of the Democrat voters. She's got a very Democrat district, folks, in Dallas. She knows most of the Democrats in her area identify as moderates or conservatives. That's what she told Politico. So it means she won't align with members of the further left subset of progressives in the House known as the Squad. But what she's saying is here, I got to be real careful and lie to my constituents. Here's what I've got to be very cognizant. Honestly, I love so many members of the Squad, and I think they do right by their districts. I think in my district, while they don't self-identify as progressive, they love a lot of the things I stand for. No, the whole thing is we're liars. That's what she's saying, but we're liars. You know, I'm a progressive. I'm way out there. I love the Squad. I'm part, but my voters, they're not that way, so. It, the whole story is how they got lost a lot of the Squad people types, lost a lot of primary races. I'm still going to save this railroad commission race story for later. Jeez. I want to get to, I said I had border news. I have important Ted Cruz stuff. I just don't have time. All right, let's start on the border. Now, here's one thing that the Biden administration is doing. They want, big AP piece out, they want all of the children and parents that were separated as they crossed this country illegally and then were taken into custody. And remember, we know beyond any shadow of a doubt, absolute fact, that a lot of these people were not real family units. Children are being rented, children have been abducted and used and everything else. But remember, it was so wrong to separate them, even though, of course, that had been going on since Bush and then all through the Obama years. You remember. And that's the AP lead, that they want funding to undergo another round of psychological evaluations to measure how traumatized they were by the Trump era policy, court documents show. The whole piece, I marked it up. You don't need any more than that. It's just the same old crap. Oh, they, what about the trauma from taking their separating their children, taking them through country after country and rapists and robbers and none of that matters. Crossing into the U.S. illegally, putting their children in these positions and around these dangerous people and these cartel coyotes. What about, but we've got to have more psychological testing for all these people because Trump, damn it, it's just sick. 13,000 migrant apprehensions, gotaways in one border sector last week alone. The Del Rio sector chief Owens tweeted out that 2,712 known gotaways got through. More than 13,000 known to have crossed the border illegally in that single week. That single week, they rescued 96 from exposure to the elements along ranches. Just amazing. Migrant toddler rescued from alleged smuggler's ransom scheme near the border in Texas. DPS trooper stopped a vehicle, and it was hauling a load of smuggled migrants. The group had an 18-month-old boy, and his health looked really bad. The DPS officer called for the hospital. They got him hospital, and then Child Protective Services trying to identify the toddler. They arrested 45-year-old Jetta Rourke, a resident of El Paso, and a 15-year-old juvenile on human smuggling charges. So then the El Paso sector takes control. 10 days later, FBI officials in El Paso contacted DPS special agents regarding information they received from Florida. A mother reported her toddler being held for ransom. They investigated with the FBI. This child was being held for ransom, apparently by these El Paso people, to get money out of it. This is what's going on with a border that anybody can cross anywhere. By the way, DPS put out a piece saying that a trooper became ill after being exposed to fentanyl. DPS busted a human smuggling attempt at McAllen Airport. Bob Price reporting that in Breitbart, Texas. An aircraft pilot working under the Operation Lone Star saw that there was a Raytheon fixed, or it was a twin-engine, nice private aircraft, expensive private airplane out there on the apron. And they said something's not right about this, and sure did. They did a ramp check, found 19 illegal aliens all seated in the seats in the airplane being ready. These are the high-class illegals. They're going to be flown to Houston. So, you know, they're even using very expensive private airplanes now. And, yesterday, what was that, over the weekend? 50 migrants found in a stash and stash houses near the border over the weekend. 32 rescued from dangerous smuggling conditions near the border over the previous week. Inspector General audit, ICE wasted $17 million on hotels to not house illegal foreign nationals. The Center Square's Bethany Blankley pointing out that the Homeland Security IG found out this is 80. One of these NGOs that are running all these and taking care of these people, and a bunch of this happened in Texas and the El Paso area too. We paid them millions and millions of dollars. And it was these Biden administration no-bid contracts and stuff from Mayorkas. You know, and these are friends, political friends. This organization had just hired a former Biden administration official as its senior director of federal affairs. They got the no-bid contracts, and they never put anybody up in these hotels. So where'd the money go? You know, probably in their pockets, as best we know, and their friends. Or maybe they paid for the hotel and then got kickbacks. I don't know. All right. As usual, I have some things I wanted to get to, and I'm just not going to be able to get to. But, hey, that's the way life works. You can't get it all done in a day, ever. That's the hard part. Thanks for joining us, my friends. Don't forget the podcast, free of charge, at PrattOnTexas.com. Join the Listener Club while you're there. We've got some upcoming events about to be announced through the Listener Club. Long live Liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.